It's 13 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're Jack and Sandy. During the Summer Olympics last, a couple of years ago, we interviewed this fellow. His name is Enrique Alvarez with the FM Fencing Club. He's a coaching director. He's one of 100 maestros or masters of fencing in the United States. And he and his coaches volunteer their time to teach fencing several nights a year, year-round. And Enrique went to the Summer Olympics, not as a participant, but as a fan. And we talked to him before and after, and now we're going to talk to him about something entirely different. Enrique, welcome to KFGO again.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you here. How long have you been fencing?
Well, I've been fencing since I was 14 years old. Now I'm 31. So.
What brings you to Fargo, North Dakota?
I came here for studying. At NDSU.
Mm-hmm.
Then I graduated and then I found a job here.
And is fencing your sport of choice?
Yeah, fencing and rugby. I have three particular sports.
Wow. Well, that's very interesting because they certainly are different from one another.
Yep. Yeah.
You got a broken nose? Do you still have your ears?
I still have all my parts of my body.
Okay. Now, fencing. We all can picture it in our minds, but give us a kind of an overview of the point of the sport and what it is that young men and women are doing out there.
So the point of the sport is kind of resembling the fencing duels that were in the past. There are three main Olympic weapons, and it's a sport that requires a lot of mental ability, agility while making decisions, and also a lot of athleticism, so you need to be fit in order to apply that mental ability and that mental agility into the bout.
And
so that, yep.
What sizes of fencers are there as far as weight and height and such?
Well, in fencing, actually, there is no bracket. So, in other words, you fence another person that may be twice as tall as you are. The funny part about that is, like, the strategy changes. And if you apply your own strategy, you may actually win, even though you are even smaller or actually not as strong as the other fencer.
Huh. So there is no particular advantage in being small or large. It's all mental and agile and fitness, huh?
Yep.
Very interesting. Do you have any big brutes that are geared up?
Well, actually, some of our fencers are pretty tall. Way taller than me.
I remember watching the Olympics. I made a point to watch fencing, which was usually very early in the morning during the last Olympics, just because of the interest you engendered. And it's certainly interesting to see the different styles, even though they're all doing the same thing, the different styles the different fencers employ in their contest.
Yep, every fencer is a different world, and every school of mastery has their own particularities. I'm particular in some style, but I'm a mixture of nationalities, so my style is kind of particular, too.
The Minnesota State Fencing Championships are coming February 22nd and 23rd. Where will they be played?
They're going to be played at Holly Family High School, which is in Victoria, Minnesota, which is a suburb southwest of Minneapolis.
How many fencers are there in the FM Fencing Club?
The Fargo Moorhead Fencing Club has currently 50 to 60 members, and from those in the age bracket for high school, they're going to compete 14 of those.
Mm-hmm. And what is the age bracket that is allowed to take part in fencing? Of those 60-some-odd members, they go from what age to what age?
So in the Fargo Moorhead Fencing Club, we start people at 7 years old and all the way until you retire or you pass away. But
do you have a 60-year-old in the Fargo Moorhead Fencing Club?
We don't, but actually in Spain, one of my masters used to be like 85 and still fencing. Yeah. So.
I have a friend who lives out in the eastern part of the United States. He's 2 years older than me, and he still plays hockey once a week, year-round, and during the winter, two times a month. So age really shouldn't be an impediment, I don't suppose, unless you want to. Is fencing safe?
Of course, yeah. Fencing requires nowadays a lot of safety gear that is in redundancy of, like, what weapons we use. Our weapons are not sharp at all. The points are completely flat. The basic injuries that you get are basically torn ligaments, if you have any, or you twist your ankle, or like you get bruised. There's very, very few injuries in fencing. Actually, the insurance for our sport is one of the current ones for not very expensive at all.
We ought to mention that our guest here, Enrique Alvarez of the Fargo-Moorhead Fencing Club, was named team coach manager for Team USA at the Junior Pan American Games in Ponce, Puerto Rico, and USA Fencing brought back a total of 7 medals. That's exciting. If anybody out there has a son or a grandson that might be interested in fencing, how do they go about helping increase the numbers of fencers in town? How do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, very easy. You just need to go to our website, which is www.fmfencing.com, and all the information is posted there. You can give us a call, or you can contact us, or you can simply just enroll to one of our classes that we post periodically in our website.
fmfencing.com. Enrique Alvarez, thank you very much. I hope you get some calls. I hope you get some hits, and I hope you have some luck at the Minnesota Championships coming up later in February.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I think that Victoria, Minnesota, isn't that where, I think that's where Stan Tequila is from, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
No. He's from west of Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
And I think Victoria, I don't think Victoria is west. I think it's more east.
20 minutes after.
I could be wrong, though.
1 o'clock. Oh, come on, Sam.
We have a